This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special minisode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today are Ashley and Michelle from That's So Fucked Up podcast. And before we begin, I'd like to give them the opportunity to tell us a little more about themselves and their show before we get started.
Hi, Lindsay. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, yes. Thanks, Lindsay. We're so excited to be here.
This voice that you're hearing is that of Ashley Richards.
And this voice that you're hearing is that of Michelle Mosier.
We don't get interviewed a lot.
Were you introducing yourself in like a tone of yesteryear to fit the vibe of them? And this young woman who is...
I don't know what to do with my hands right now. I'm just going to...
Shake and bake.
I swear, we do this a lot. It's just
kind of professionally, actually.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, you asked us to say our names. We said that. We host the podcast. That's So Fucked Up. You also said that. Mm-hmm. I'm a Cancer who enjoys long walks. I don't, actually. That's a lie. I'm kind of lazy physically.
I'm like, Ashley, don't you just enjoy long true crime documentaries?
Long sits on my couch.
Large tubs of vanilla bean Häagen-Dazs.
You know what? They don't come in bigger than a pint, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's me.
I'm a Leo who does love long walks and hikes and all the things. And yeah, like you said, we host That's So Fucked Up, a podcast about cults, murder, and other generally fucked up stuff.
We keep it pretty broad over there. We just did an episode on shark attacks, nice. Which isn't really a crime, but it does make you say, that's so fucked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, what the fuck?
I feel like It's one of those things where we try to avoid using the title in the show unless it like really naturally comes up. But there's a lot of opportunities to just be like, God, that is so fucked up. Yeah, we've covered Greek life and hazing.
Oh yeah.
One of my friends today just told me, she was like, that I think that was like my favorite little series of episodes. It's like, well,
thank you.
We're here to give the people what they want.
That was one of my favorite too, because guess what, people? Greek life and hazing are super fucked up.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Also, I would love to take this opportunity to just do like a little bit of shameless promotion. I also just released a spinoff series called That's So Fucked Up Presents. Each season is a month long or four episodes, and I dive into whatever I feel like with whomever I feel like. So, Lindsay, I'm going to be hitting you up soon.
Yes.
Come over on to my show. And I'll tell you a story. So last month we did Colorado Carnage, some famous Colorado murders. This month we're doing New York Noir. I just released an episode where I talk about the Sarah Lawrence College cult with Amanda Knox. Really fun stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
You should do some like Midwest Madness or something.
There you go.
I mean, Wisconsin so many is ideas. Right next door, and there's so many fun things that happen in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Wacky Ohio. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ohio's a hotbed. Michigan's got some good ones.
Ohio out of the ordinary. It all has to be alliteration.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you wanted to like do a smattering, you could go like Midwest Madness or Midwest Murders or something. I don't know. You know what? This is it's your stuff. We're just living in it.
But you could follow us on social media at TSFU the podcast to follow both shows. And you can find all of our everything at our TSFU website.
Yeah, TSFUthepodcast.com. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. So, and we are usually slightly more
articulate,
slightly more fluent. Thank you. Articulate. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to blame it's a Monday. Can I just blame that it's a Monday?
It is a Monday. Yeah.
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 It's past five and I'm usually like winding down in bed, getting ready to watch, you know, just a few casual hours of TV before bed.
Yeah. I feel that.
I watch too much TV, but it's okay.
Who among us doesn't? I'm not going to lie. I feel a little competitive. So I'm hoping that I get the chance to beat Ashley on the Victorian word identification, because this is, I feel like this is like a, I feel like this is a good competition moment.
As a fellow Leo, I get the, you understand nature. That. I understand. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
And it's
yes,
funny, the like stupidest things you can find to be competitive over. Like, I do it a lot.
Oh,
for like very silly things.
Michelle, like everything. Are you challenging me to a duel?
Yes, in the parking lot.
The virtual glove has been taken off and slapped across your face.
Oh, yeah. Taking my lace gloves off.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Well, I have some questions to ask you first before we
start
before I ring the bell and let you
I'm ready for whatever you want to do. I'm down. Down to clown.
Nice. That's terrifying because I hate clowns, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Me too. No. I'm like, let's get terrifying.
It is October, so it's very on point.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I was just watching the original It movie the other night.
I refuse. Not
scary.
Mm-mm.
I mean, no. And I don't love the clown. And
really long.
Just long. Yeah. Just
very long.
I think
Tim Curry was much better as Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep. Rocky Horror. Yeah. No, he wasn't Rocky Horror. He was Dr. Franken. No, not Dr. Frankenfurter.
Frankenfurt.
Was it?
Dr. Frankenfurter.
God. All of your listeners
just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Sorry, you thought I was going to stop, but like once I started, I had to.
You got to keep going.
I had to finish. That's what she said.
Makes sense.
That's what she said.
Always what she said. Actually, unfortunately, not always what she says.
Yeah.
You know,
most of the time it's not what she said.
That's sad. It's always what he said.
Ugh. Ew. History.
Ew.
I mean, let's call it what it is. Herstory. Am I right, ladies? Who's been really behind the scenes?
Oh my gosh.
So,
Lindsay, we're taking you in weird directions today, and I'm sorry.
I love it. I'm here for questions.
She's like, so anyway, back to my questions.
I love the tangential nature of this. I love it.
Cool.
How long have you both been friends? That's my first question.
Has it been like?
Michelle started stalking me a couple years ago, I'd say, probably.
Michelle started single white femaling me back in. Yeah, it's been, I mean, it's probably been like 2 years, right?
Well, it's actually a super, like, meet-cute story. Tell them, Michelle. Tell them.
So I had started listening to the podcast and loved it and became a, like, so, well, now it's like I'm plugging our Patreon, but the Patreon was super cool because there was this tier where you got to, like, co-host a listener-sode. And I was like, holy shit, I could be a co-host. And so became a patron and ended up just, like, messaging Ashley on the Instagram account, started corresponding. She had mentioned in an episode that she lived in Colorado. I live in Denver. So I'm like, hey, we should, like, if this isn't super weird, if you would want to, like, meet for a coffee or something, that would be really cool. And also, if this is terrifying that a stranger on the internet is asking to come hang out with you, it's also okay if you say no. And so we just kind of, like, messaged back and forth for a little bit, made some plans. Actually, and I remember what's funny is, like, before we had met in person, we were planning my listener-sode. I don't know if you remember this, Ashley, but we were planning the listener-sode. And you were like, oh, well, since we live in Colorado, like, we could just record together. But could I come to your house? Because I don't really want to give a stranger on the internet my address. I was like, I don't blame you. Also, do you feel safer coming to a stranger on the internet's house?
Wait, that's a super good point. You could have, like, Dahmered the fuck out of me.
Yeah, but then you realize that I lived, like, over an hour away, and you're like, oh, never mind. Like, let's just do this on Zoom.
You know what? That's a long drive for everybody. Let's just do this remote.
I was like, that's totally fine. But
no, and then we returned the chest freezer.
And I was like, fuck, all right. I'm like, do you guys take chainsaws back, or is this mine now?
Policy.
Yeah.
Can I get the deposit back on my wood chipper rental?
But I'm pretty sure, like, the first time we hung out, what was funny is we, like, grabbed a coffee and then we went to, like, a hip hop dance class afterwards. And it was just, like, the most random. Like,
we did.
Hi, it's really nice to meet you. Do you want to get a coffee? Also, like, there's this dance class we can go to. And we did.
Okay. And, but also, to be fair, Michelle knew that I was, like, new to Colorado. So she wasn't, like, just, like, super weird, like, hey, we both live in Colorado. You want to be friends? She was like, hey, if you're, like, you know, needing friends. And I was like, well, I am. So
as it turns out. And then, yeah, it was like after I co-hosted.
Do you like
and
dancing?
Dance with you? Yeah, it was like I co-hosted the listener-sode, and it was just a good vibe, a good banter. And then when Ashley's previous co-host, Cam, wanted to kind of pursue her, she's a film director and wanted to pursue kind of more that avenue, it was just a good kind of natural transition. And, you know, thankfully I listened to enough true crime to be a pretty, pretty studied expert on the general format and the layout and all that. So the goings on of, you know, talking about some of the most horrible shit that happens to people. And now
then I took her in an air balloon and formally asked her to be my co-host.
Yeah. Just got on one knee and presented me a microphone and oh my god, I could never. I'm so afraid of
that
heights.
Didn't happen, but man, that would have been a good part of the story.
Yeah, except I'm so terrified of heights. I would have been sitting on the floor of that basket crying. And you were like, no, Michelle, like, it's supposed to be cute. I'm like, hazing.
Yeah. This is a Greek hazing.
If you can overcome your fear, then you can be a podcast host. I'm like, I can't overcome my fear.
I'm never going to make it in podcast.
Never going to do it. I hate hot air balloons.
So,
and that's the story.
Yeah, a couple years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, long story short.
I love it. So this was an interesting question that I totally forgot to ask. Well, I didn't forget. Well,
because you're going to ask it right now, right?
Yeah. So
still do it.
You can still do it. I believe in you.
Your oyster.
Ew. So I went on your website and I was poking around because that's what I do. I like well, to nice. Like virtually stalk my guests before they come on the show. Cool. And
I like that.
So you have a whole team for your show, which is amazing.
The most amazing team.
It's crazy.
Full of the best people.
It's crazy.
How do
amazing,
I get that?
If you will.
You pull an Ashley Richards and just recruit everyone that loves us.
Just like, just use your tagline saying it's not a cult, it's just a podcast, but really it's a cult, just to confuse people, and then just like actually run it like a cult.
Yeah. Free like labor.
A pyramid scheme.
Okay. Yeah, kind of.
Yes. We're like, all right, you get to write an episode. And if you can get three people under you to write episodes, then you advance in ranking to assistant to the podcast hosts.
Well, actually, the funny thing is I did just send pink lightsabers to all of our editors because joked that once they became audio Jedis, they would get lightsabers. So
that's amazing.
I didn't spring for the fancy ones or anything, but
I mean, what's a fancy one? Like an actual lightsaber? Like, what do you mean?
Dude, those go, they get fucking pricey. It's insane.
Yes.
So that's kind of funny because little indoctrination there, you know, just like you now advance to the level of Jedi and are forever in the circle. No, but actually, no. I just asked listeners, like legit. Emma, our main audio editor, has been a listener since day one, just super ride or die. She's in the UK and she's always like, can't wait to see you guys in the UK. So like, I know she has a big belief in us. So I was like, hey, so this is super random and I doubt you have any audio experience, but I need a new audio editor. Like, do you want to do that? And
do you want to form
yes!
an alliance with me?
And she said, absolutely, I do.
So then you boarded a hot air balloon and crossed the Atlantic.
Yep.
Exactly.
Took her up in that
exactly.
air balloon.
Yeah.
Presented and her then, with audacity.
Another one of our audio editors, this does make me sound like a fucking cult leader. Her and I were just chatting on Patreon. Because, like, I do, like, I thoroughly enjoy talking to my listeners. Like, mm-hmm. I'm kind of a lonely person. I really like them. I like you guys.
I like all of you.
I like talking to my listeners too. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You guys like me? Like, that's pretty fucking cool. She was like, yeah, you know, just kind of like looking for a new hobby or whatever. And I was like, do you want to become a part of my cult? And I can teach you how to edit and we can be friends and go in an air balloon. And just, I kind of like rinse and repeat, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, I called out to writers because, as you know, as I mentioned, I have that spinoff series. Mm-hmm. And Michelle and I started doing an additional segment called Binge or Bust. Yeah. And we do an interview for Patreon every month. So we're doing quite a few episodes nowadays. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of threw it out there on social media saying like, hey, I'm looking for writers, because people have like told us a lot of times that like, hey, if you ever need help researching, like I would love to. And mostly everybody's just like, no, we're good. And they just like drown and work instead. And I'm like, mm-hmm. What's up? Yeah. You want to do some research? I need some research done. Let's fucking do this. Mm-hmm. And then I lure them into staying around by like throwing a fucking retreat in November. I literally invited six listeners turned coworkers turned friends into my fucking home. Is that weird?
Oh my god,
I feel weird saying that publicly.
We got matching velour tracksuits and
purple shrouds. It's great.
Yep. I bought a party pack of Flavor Aid on Amazon and we're just gonna have a good weekend.
We're gonna have a good time. Let's have a good time.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I really do think it's so cool that, like, I just threw that out there as like, hey, is like anybody into this? And legit everybody was like, fucking yeah. So except for Emma, who's in England, understandably.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So she did not fly.
It was a long swim. And
yeah,
far.
As we know, there are sharks out there. So
mm-hmm. Long and expensive swim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Requires a lot of helium to travel via hot air balloon across. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big ask.
Gas is expensive right now. There's just no, good. There's no good way to go.
No, mm-mm. No, not at all.
No. I have two more
questions. Forgot what the question
you.
Was. I'm like, was that?
Oh, how you get, I don't know Ed that. Answered it. Yeah. How you get
answered
a team
it.
Of loyal.
How you get a team.
A loyal team.
Yeah.
You form
just
a team
like,
of super friends.
Fucking hit up your listeners and be like, what's up, dogs? Like, who wants to hang out?
Who wants to be my friend?
No, because like, yeah, then people are like, cool, I do. Sometimes. You know, sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do.
Nice.
Sometimes they don't, but that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you can't please everybody.
We go to therapy. It's all right.
That's what therapy's for, man.
Not together. Not like as a podcast team.
No.
It's like as
a group.
That'd
be hilarious.
Therapy experience.
There's a lot of drama behind the scenes, yeah. But you know, we make
I
it work.
I feel like there's a lot to unpack here.
And look, when I put that joke in the notes and then you didn't read it in the episode, I was really hurt.
It's like, what the fuck? I felt unheard.
We have this one writer, Ryan, who I always love his notes because he'll sprinkle in so many like little funnies along the way. And sometimes I'll message him after and just be like, I'm really sorry I couldn't include all the funnies. We were really tight on time. And he's like, no, it's fine. As long as you laugh at them. I'm like, well, I do.
I feel like now we just also got to shout out Gaitress, Emily,
oh
and Sully. Because that's our whole team. That's our whole team. There.
Yeah, that's true. We've name dropped
fucking ballers.
Emma and Ryan. So yeah, all the...
The whole gang.
It, yeah. It's the whole gang.
I don't know if I said that her name. She's there.
Oh no, I know. Yeah.
That's everybody.
So, whole ass crew. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So this one I think is more geared towards you, Ashley. What case or story inspired you to create the podcast?
So that's a little bit of a tricky one. Cause Serial was like my gateway true crime podcast, mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to be Sarah Koenig, and then I was like, I am nothing like Sarah Koenig, and then I found podcasts like My Favorite Murder, and I was like, I'm a lot more mm-hmm. like those gals. That sounds more like my style. So I started listening to true crime comedy, also because it was just a lot easier for me to digest. As a true Cancer, I'm prone to having a lot of feelings. So true crime comedy works a little bit better for me because if I just digest true crime, like straight up single narrator, like somber tone, 911 calls, like I'm just pretty bummed out after usually.
Yeah. It doesn't make you feel good. Like you walk away feeling really gross and sad.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that there is a lot of value in true crime, or else I wouldn't be doing it. So mm-hmm. I know that some people find true crime comedy distasteful, but definitely when I found true crime comedy, I immediately saw the value in it because I was like, I feel like I learn a lot from this, and it's something I'm passionate about, and I don't feel like I need to go like cry and take a nap after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I think the case that inspired me, it's kind of funny because American Horror Story is one of my favorite shows. And Hotel season 6, Evan Peters, me and Michelle's boyfriend,
played... He doesn't know it, but he is.
Well, yeah.
Well, now he does.
I mean, now he does.
Yeah, now he does. Yeah, obviously. He just heard it. So, like, yeah. Evan, if you're there, we love you.
He for sure
totally
listens
to
the
this
show.
Podcast version of it. Yeah. And when I found out that the character of James Marsh, I think that's his name, the fucking hotel proprietor who like built a murder hotel. When I found out that was a real person, H.H. Holmes.
Yep.
I was like, why are people not talking about this dude who fucking built a murder mansion more? Like, so then I read The Devil in the White City and I was like, let's fucking go. Like, let's talk about this. And what inspired me to do a true crime podcast was just finding them and then being like, I want to do that. That sounds really fun. And it is.
And it is really fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. Yeah. I concur. Okay, my last question before we get to
The smackdown.
The smackdown, thank you.
The smackdown of the century.
Yep, the fight of the century.
Richards versus Mosher.
Bum. In this gonna...
On pay-per-view.
Are you ready?
To rumble. No, we're not yet though, right? One more question.
One more question. Rumble?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite episode, or is there an episode that you think our listeners should check out first?
Michelle, I would love to hear your answer. You should pick one from when you were a listener and one from now that you're a host.
From the now times. Well, so this is really tricky because the episode that I always loved and like recommended to people, we have now kind of revamped, and the old episode is now so far in the back catalog that it's not even actively available, but it was the Sharks and Shit episode. But Ash, what's the one where you covered the like warship where all the people got eaten by sharks?
Oh, that's episode...
Ash has an encyclopedic knowledge of the episodes, by the way. It's terrifying.
USS Indianapolis. I want to say... I don't know. Oh my God. I can't remember.
This is the first time this has ever happened. Ooh, oh my God.
It's
you
like...
You always know.
As it gets later into the show, though, I think I'm finding...
It is hard.
Like,
hard
up
to,
until like 70, it was manageable. I was like,
yeah, it's too
many
now.
Boom. What do you want to know? I got you.
Yeah.
The episode about the USS in Annapolis.
You like
is
that
probably,
one?
Yep. Or the JonBenet Ramsey where you and Cam did the back-to-back.
34-35.
Yep, where it was like the brother versus the intruder theories.
Yeah, we did it like we were lawyers.
Like high school debate.
But or more like a high school debate team. Yeah, I'd say that's more accurate. Where one of us said, like, fought for the theory that Burke or the family did it, and the other one of us, me, fought for the theory that the intruder did it, even though I think BDI, faux show. Don't sue me, Burke.
Obviously.
He probably listens to your show as well. And ours.
Totally.
I know Evan Peters and Burke Ramsey are listening to both of our shows, 100%.
Yep.
Oceanic Disaster, the worst shark attack in history. The sinking of the USS Indianapolis is episode 57.
Excellent. So episode 57 or episode 34-35 are my two, or well, I guess technically three from pre-host days. And then I think my favorite episode we've done together, I feel like the first one on Mormonism, episode 101, because we just cracked up the entire time, and it just was like I don't know, even like when I listened to it after the fact, I was like still laughing at the jokes we were making, and I feel like that's
like,
when you're
hilarious,
when you're like re-laughing in your own conversations. I feel like that's the mark of a good episode for sure.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, I think that one of my favorite episodes of ours so far actually is our not most recent binge or bust, which was covering House of Hammer and like just the worst family in the history of like ever. But the one before that, we covered Running with the Devil, The Wildlife of John McAfee. And I think that was my
insane.
Favorite because like you just like didn't believe anything I said the whole time. You were like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You're like, and then he's playing the flute. I'm like, why the fuck is he playing the flute?
Where did he get the flute?
Why? And where? Where did that come from? That was a roller coaster ride.
Wild ride.
Yeah. I felt like I was in a glass case of emotion the whole time.
So showed up and gave him the flute.
Yes, literally is what it felt like. I was like, I don't. You
that wouldn't
tell
have
me
been weirder than like what actually happened.
Than most of it, honestly. It was insane.
And I think my favorite episode prior to that, which I did as a kind of repost recently, was episode 48, Mystery Island, Metal Dentures, Mayhem, and Murder. And it's about like just like three different groups of people who move to the Galapagos Island, like this deserted, barren island, one of them in the Galapagos, and madness ensues. It's like one of those stories that's stranger than fiction. I think my favorite stories are the ones that like the entire time, like you're saying, what the actual fuck, but like have a smile on your face.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
The later,
good times.
The later energy vibes are nice once in a while.
I guess the lighter stuff is my fave. And episode 8, Sharks and Shit, is actually on our Patreon only now because the first two seasons of the show are Patreon only. But Michelle and I did a pretty fun little remix, and that's episode 110, Shark Attacks, the sinking of the Trash Man yacht. And oh, it was fucking two separate episodes.
It was a, yeah, 110 and was it 110 and 11? Oh, 109, 110.
109 Left at Sea. You did Tom and Eileen Lonergan, the true story.
Of the movie Open Water.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me as well. So, yeah, but our show isn't like primarily about sharks, really.
We just love the shark one.
It's only four episodes out of 112 at this point. Like,
we just really like
them. Just really like sharks.
We like those ones.
People listening are just like, what?
Shark
sharks. I don't understand.
But there's
and
like
then
a
Mormon sharks.
The sharks are having, it's just one dad shark and like 15 mom sharks, and they've got like 46 baby sharks swimming around behind them, and they all believe that shark law was written on golden tablets. It's pretty fucking weird, man. Mormon sharks.
It's crazy stuff. It's kind of our specialty.
It's crazy shit. They have to wear these dresses. It's fucking crazy.
This magic
man.
Underwear.
Yes. The Mormon underwear. But yeah, no, there's, I mean, if any of your listeners watched Blackbird, we did the true story behind that show of serial killer Larry Hall.
Can we say all of our episodes?
Give me just all. Yeah. Okay, so.
They're all our favorite because of like different reasons.
That's true. We love them all. They're like children. We love them all differently.
Too. It's hard to choose when someone asks. So
yeah,
I get it.
But 105 Hazing. A recent one, I think, was the most disturbing episodes. That it was like definitely one of the top three most disturbing episodes.
Yeah, like don't eat dinner while you're listening to that.
Like,
one.
Think about that hazing. Woof,
that was rough. Woof, indeed.
Hazing sharks, Mormons. That's what we specialize in.
Not to be confused with hazing shark Mormons.
Yes,
right.
We don't do that.
Or Mormon hazing sharks.
Or sharks hazing. Sharks hazing Mormons.
Go back into the open water.
I don't want to hear about your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Swim away, shark.
Get out of here. Go back to all your sister wives.
Oh, your sister sharks.
Your sister sharks.
I don't know. I got lost.
In your polygamous pod.
Polygamous pod.
One of your listeners is probably like, actually a group of sharks isn't called a pod, that's dolphins.
And whales.
What is a group of sharks called? That's
what, it, I don't know. Is it a school?
I just turned the table on you. But I think it is called
Well, how the turntables
have turned. It's a shiver. Like, a shiver.
A
of
shiver of holy, I love that.
Shiver me timbers.
A shiver of they make you shiver, so it makes sense. Oh my God, we were at this barbecue last night, and some crows flew by, and I was like, oh my God, you guys are murder.
Nice. That's
my
the best
favorite
one,
is when you
obviously.
See those pictures of crows on the internet, and they'll randomly have like a knife or something in their beak, and then people are like, oh my God, it's a literal murder of crows.
Literal murder. I saw one that once that was like two crows, and they were like an attempted murder.
That's funny.
I love it.
Oh, that's deep. I like it.
Like, is this an animal podcast? Why are they so obsessed with animals?
It's just the one animals attack or, you know, pretend to be religious.
That's what makes me the most angry. Is the faux religious animals.
Pretend to be religious. They'd get me in their cult.
Not in
How
my house.
How dare you?
How dare you?
That is so fucked up. It's fucked up. So fucked up. It is just so damn fucked up. That's fucked up.
This is That's So Fucked Up, a podcast about cults, murder, and other fucked up stuff. Like, really, really fucked up stuff. He cut off her nipples, tore out her heart, tied it to a rope, and hung it on the wall.
After spending 3 years really tapping into her divine feminine, she finds out she's divine masculine.
That's a mind fuck.
Yeah.
How much of a mind fuck is that? Fucking sharks ate Mark under the dinghy.
After his dad dies, he fucking marries all his dad's wives.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
He, like, marries all his stepmoms.
There was this egg thing where you line up, like, 7 or 8 guys side by side. They lay on their backs with their eyes closed, and whoever is, like, the alpha in the room, they crack an egg into that person's mouth, and then they pass the egg mouth to mouth until they get to the end of the line, and then the last person has to swallow the egg.
Ugh. And they're naked? Did you say that?
I didn't say if they were naked.
Okay, I just feel like they
probably
are.
But they
could be. We're your hosts. I'm Ashley Richards.
And I'm Michelle Mosier.
Join us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's fucked up.
Well, are you guys ready to duke it out?
Oh my gosh, let's go.
Born ready.
I'm going to be really embarrassed if I lose after all the smack talk.
Yeah, you should be.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, now I'm going to try twice as hard.
Well, the gloves are fucking off. I mean, you brought that energy. Like, we could have come into this as a team, but you didn't want that from the get-go.
Hot.
So.
Yeah. This is a Cancer and a Leo, ding, just ding. Like defined.
Round
like
one.
You're like, we could have just worked together. And I'm like, I must win.
I chose violence.
Yeah. I woke up this morning and I chose violence. What you didn't know is that I actually spent my whole workday today just Googling Victorian slang words just to be ready. So. I have a 16-page Google Doc you're not prepared for. Just kidding. And cheat. We'd never cheat.
No, see. No, we're not cheaters.
No, win fair and square.
All right. Ashley, you were up first. Oh. Your first term is leaf. L-E-O-F. Leaf.
Oh my God. And it's a Victorian term.
Mm-hmm.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Well, no, because that would tell you what it means.
I can do it.
Oh, burn, Michelle.
Let's see. Beatrice was Stuart's little leaf.
Whore. Is it whore?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. Leaf is a dear or darling. I mean, whores can be darlings. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I said half a point. Wait. Yeah. Can I introduce a new rule into the game now that
it's... Is it going to be that you can't get it used in a sentence? Because that's no.
No. No. If, like, could we have the opportunity to steal? If one of us is like, if Michelle was like, I think I know what leaf means better.
Sure. We can.
Well, yeah,
that.
But you did. You are going to do that now, and it's my word, and I didn't get to steal your word. So you don't get to steal my first word that can be the second set of words.
Yeah. So you can do it in the second round.
Not in this round.
Yeah, round two. Okay. Yeah, round one.
Round two.
Straight and narrow.
Anything goes.
Round two, gloves off.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see how she did that? She was like, hey, now that it's Michelle's turn and a new word's coming, if she doesn't get it, can I steal it? No.
I love that so much.
Huh.
All right.
All right, Michelle. Your first term is Narc the Titter.
Hey. Well, can I get it in the sentence? Except that I feel like the sentence is going to be like, Stuart really narked the Titter. I'm like, well, that didn't help me.
Well, it's not supposed to help.
It's
I can do it in a sentence, though, if you want.
I mean, yeah, it'd be fun. I just like to hear sentences sometimes.
I love hearing sentences.
That's what a podcast sentence is.
Yeah.
Just a combination of sentences.
Tell me a micro story.
All right, let's see.
And he's like, I wasn't prepared with fucking sentences, guys. This isn't the rule of the game.
Well, no, it's hard because I have to think of a way to say it that doesn't just immediately give it away. Mm-hmm. Since you said Stuart, I will include Stuart again in this one.
A very Victorian name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stuart Narc the Titter with Beatrice.
Oh.
Ooh, it's a verb.
It's a verb. Yeah.
Am I right?
He narked the Titter with Beatrice.
With Beatrice.
It's an action word or phrase.
Man. What does it mean, like... To like go like cause a commotion some, like maybe go like go have a good time somewhere, or go like, you know, a little ruckus, a little party time.
You know, a little titter.
Yeah, you know, a little titter. Hey, you're really narking the titter.
I think I got it.
Got off work. You don't get to steal this round.
You don't get to steal this one.
Nope.
No.
Damn.
I think it means whoring around.
You're just...
That's just going to be my answer.
Ashley's everything to Ashley. Lindsay,
well,
her next
not
word...
not that either.
Dang it.
Her next word better not be a synonym for whoring around, because I'm going to be like cheating.
It's not. I can promise you that.
Good.
So, Narc the Titter is slang for watch the girl.
Oh.
Which sounds really creepy.
It sounds like it could be a
jolly time. Why are Stuart and Beatrice both watching this girl? What are they going to do with her?
I don't know.
A certain type of Stuart might enjoy narking the titter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which to me is like
a podcast.
So the girl is the titter, which seems very literal. Consider women have...
And narking is the watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could later be like, me and my titter Michelle are going to narc some TV.
I'm going to narc the shit out of this documentary tonight.
You totally can.
You so can. And no one will know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Start people applying like, these. You're going to snitch on your TV. I don't understand. You get it.
I don't get it. So
they're already watching you. Why do you need to narc on them?
Oh my god! Yeah.
Shh.
They're listening.
Shh. I know. Everyone knows. It's true.
I do digital marketing. If you had any idea the type of stuff that the internet pulls from you, you'd be horrified.
Oh, Lindsay, I
won't.
I have
you.
No fewer than 5 Google Home devices in my 4-room condo. Like. The internet knows everything about me. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no, I have no secrets anymore.
Yeah.
Now it knows I like to narc the titter.
You're going to start getting a bunch of bra ads now. They're going to be like, You kept saying tit, so we don't.
Here, you want this? There you go.
You start getting ads for Cinemax.
Yeah.
I mean, to each their own. So, Ashley.
Yeah.
This is the start of the stealing round. Gloves are off.
I have a feeling neither of us are going to be able to successfully steal or answer a question, but I'm feeling hopeful.
We'll see, though.
You never
know.
I'm
hopeful.
You never know. So, Ashley, your second term is Fullams. F-U-L-L-A-M-S. Fullams.
You know, Lindsay, I'm just going to jump right into it, and I'm going to say,
whoring around. Whores.
And you know what? I don't like use the word whore. I know that's
no, terrible. You almost never do, actually. I'm surprised you're stuck on it tonight.
In ye old times, no. Is that not a much used word for ladies of the night?
Mm? Titters.
Lindsay?
Yeah, they call them that. Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah.
Ash, is that your final answer?
I just don't have any fucking idea. Milking a cow.
Can we get it in a sentence?
To milk a cow. The sentences don't help.
Okay.
I think it's to milk the cow.
Milking the cow. Okay.
I think I'm just stuck on titter.
Teeter.
But yes, milk the cow. This is my final answer.
Okay. Do you want to steal Michelle?
Yeah.
Fullams. Give it a go.
You know, it's a slang term. I'm guessing it's a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say undergarments. Someone's undergarments. They're fullams. Okay.
All right.
Wrong.
So fullams are false dice that usually end up high. So they would be. Like, instead of snake eyes, it'd be, like, sixes or fives.
Okay, wow. I don't even, like, understand the sentence you said to me. I'm like, some dice got high? Like, what?
Like, high numbers, you know?
But my first thought was...
You're like, what's a high dice?
There's some dice from Denver.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, man.
Packed them.
They're real cool.
Full of weed.
So they're fool's dice?
They're false dice. Yeah. They're false dice.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Fools. False.
Yeah.
Well,
so loaded dice,
basically.
That's
ridiculous, Lindsay. That's a loaded question, basically. How would you expect us to know that? She just brought
us on here
didn't
even know such a thing exists.
Michelle.
To make us look like a bunch of fullams. She can just narc us titters.
Fucking God.
All right. Let's see if I can pull this one up for us. Let's see if I can make this happen.
All right. Michelle, your second term is byblow.
Byblow.
Like B-Y-E and then blow.
B-Y-E and then blow. And it's a, is it a
noun?
It's
a noun.
Mm-hmm. It's a noun. Okay. So it is a thing.
Is or a person thing. Or a place.
Mm-hmm. Or a person or a place. That's true. Maybe like a pipe of some sort, like a smoking apparatus.
Okay. Do you want to try and steal, Ashley?
I like that's a really polite way to tell me I'm wrong. You're like, and did you want to steal?
I think it's a gallon of milk. See, first I was stuck on the whoring around. Now I'm just
and now you're
all
stuck
about
on the
milk,
titters.
Baby.
All about the titters.
Got titters on the mat.
This one actually isn't very nice. Byblow is a child had out of wedlock. So basically it's a bastard.
Oh, a byblow. Wow. Wow.
It's like he blew
and then he said bye.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
It's a blow and by.
Mm-hmm. The old blow and by. Lindsay, how perverse is your podcast normally? Have we just really upped the ante on
No,
it's
okay. Yeah,
this
is
good. That's good.
Par for the course for us.
Excellent. I just want to make sure we're on brand and your listeners aren't like, this episode's weird. First it was sharks and now it's a lot of sex talk. I don't like this one.
There's all these like aggressive animals talking about whores.
Somebody's everywhere.
Why is a lot of milk for some reason.
She's like, I'm going to skip this one.
I'm so confused.
Lindsay, bring back the content. What'd you do with the content?
Come back.
I want the historical crimes, Lindsay.
I'm scared. Scared and intrigued. Where's all the milk coming from?
That's what we aim for.
I don't understand it. I don't know about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Scared and intrigued is how we aim to leave our listeners feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much
generally most people I interact with on a daily basis.
Yeah. Okay. Ashley, how are you doing today? Scared and intrigued. That makes sense. What tracks?
Same.
Pretty accurate, honestly.
So same as yesterday? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
A little bit of A, a little bit column A, a little bit column B, you know.
Yep. You're like, oh, well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow. Probably still be the same then. Okay. Talk to you later.
Well, on that note, I would like to thank Ashley and Michelle for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And you mentioned it at the top.
The big answer is no.
The answer is no, we can't.
But before we go, can you tell our listeners when new episodes of your show drop and where they can find you on social?
Shit, yeah, we can. Take it away, Michelle.
Hells to the yeah.
New episodes drop on Fridays, unless you're a patron, and then you get them on Tuesdays. So, if you loved this banter, you know, for the low, low price of $5 a month, you could love us even harder.
That's less than a latte.
That's less than a latte. But if you just want to love us a regular amount, you can love us on Fridays on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from.
We also now release Binge or Bust every other Wednesday. So Michelle is not a fan of watching true crime docs alone. That's kind of my fave thing to do. So what we do is I basically just give her the audio form of the documentary. And then I tell the listeners whether they should binge it or bust it. So that's every other Wednesday. Wonderful. And then That's So Fucked Up Presents comes out every Monday.
Nice.
So basically just shit tons of content.
Just follow us at TSFU the podcast, because I constantly keep that updated with what we're releasing, since it's quite a bit now. We're slowly trying to dominate the true crime
world.
We'll let you know when it happens. We're not. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
We're chilling out right now. We're doing our thing.
Yeah. You know. But if you want to narc these titters at TSFU the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And slap a .com onto that if you want to see our website.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. I felt like I just put my arms
in your titters.
My hands and my armpits.
You don't know what to do with your hands, huh?
I get nervous.
Spend an hour. You still don't know what to do with them.
And you gotta go.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
Mary Kathy, superstar.
Mary Kathy, superstar. Yep.
We're all the same age ish.
Yeah. That's
clear.
Yeah. We're the generation.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go and make out with the tree later and it'll be fine.
Oh my god. Well, Will Ferrell watches. Lindsay, thank you so much for having us.
Oh my gosh,
this has been very fun. And I'm
incredibly
embarrassed of the amount of shit talking I did. But also I'm glad that I didn't lose by myself. We both lost together.
True bonding experience.
You wanted to make us separate and different, but you can't break this bond, Michelle.
No.
We either lose together or we win together. Today we lost together.
As the chain smokers once said, if we go down, then we go down together.
Ride or die.
Mm-hmm. Vroom, vroom.
We're gonna Thelma and Louise this bitch.
That's so... I don't know how to sign off.
Well,
how do you normally sign off?
Yeah.
With the vroom, vroom.
As always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.
Ah!
You like that?
I love that.
Good shit. Good shit.